prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, The one who recites 50 times salawat upon me in a day, on the day of judgment I will shake hands with him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this silsila of the discussion of death, in the last episode I discussed about the importance of fearing Allah azza wa jal. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this episode, I will discuss about the signs of a good death. Let's listen to some ahadith mubarakah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, When Allah wills to be merciful upon any of His servants, He blesses him with the divine guidance to perform good deeds before death. Hazrat Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported, When Allah wills to be merciful upon any servant, Then a year before he passes away, he appoints an angel to him, who draws him towards the path of righteousness. Until such time that he passes away on righteousness, the people will say that a certain person passed away in a good condition. When such a person passes away, his soul leaves swiftly, because at this time he is pleased to meet with his Creator, and Allah is pleased to meet him. And if Allah wills ill upon someone, then a year before he dies, Allah imposes a shaitan over him, who causes him to be misled until he dies in his worst moment. When death comes to him, his soul holds back. He is not pleased to meet Allah, and Allah is not pleased to meet with it. The ulama have mentioned that four things lead to a bad death. Number one, laziness in salah. Number two, consuming alcohol. Number three, disobedience to one's parents. Number four, causing harm to another Muslim. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, part 26, Surah Qaf, verse 19, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ And the agony of death has come with truth. This is what you are attempting to flee from. Allah Almighty also states, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ And if you could see the unjust when they are in the agonies of death. And at the time of the passing of Huzur Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there was a vessel of water in front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wherein he would place his blessed hands and then rub it onto his holy face, saying, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Undoubtedly, the agonies of death exist. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states, After seeing the discomfort during the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I do not envy anyone who passes away comfortably. It has been reported that when giver of glad tidings came to Ya'qub alayhi salam, he said to him, I came so that Allah may make easy upon you the discomfort of passing away. The Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, The soul of a believer exits just as something which simply spills over, and the soul of an unbeliever exits oozing. When a believer commits any sin, and at the time of death, the intensity is a means of compensation for him. If an unbeliever had done some good, then at the time of death, He is made easy upon him, thereby giving him his return for that. He is reported from Muhayb, radiallahu ta'ala, Almighty Allah says, when I will to be merciful upon any servant, then I give him the return for everyone of his wrongdoings whilst he is on earth. At times in the form of illness, at times by causing difficulties amongst his family, at times by causing him financial constraints. And after all this, if still some of his wrongdoings remain, then I make it difficult upon him at the time of death. To the extent that when he finally meets with me, he is as pure from sin as the day his mother had given birth to him. I swear by my divine honor and majesty, if I will to punish any servant, then I give him the returns for all his good deeds on earth. At times in the form of good health, at times in the form of abundance in wealth, and at times in the form of luxury and pleasure of his family. Then too, if some of them remain, then at the time of death, I will make it easy upon him. To the extent that when he finally meets with me, then nothing from his good actions remain, through which he can be saved from the fire of hell. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a believer receives reward for everything to the extent that he even receives reward for the pain he feels at the time of death. The final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the death of a believer is with signs of perspiration on his forehead. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an reports, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, look for three signs in a dying person. If he has signs of perspiration on his forehead, if he has tears in his eyes, and if his nostrils open up, then this is a sign of Allah's mercy. Alternatively, if he makes noises like a young camel that is being strangulated, or if his color becomes very pale, and if he starts frothing, then this is a sign of Allah's punishment befalling him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala unreported, if any sins from the sins of a believer remain, then this is compensated by the perspiration on the forehead at the time of death. Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala unreported that the pious personalities regarded perspiration on the forehead of a deceased as a good omen. The ulama have mentioned that the appearance of perspiration on the forehead is a sign which symbolizes that the deceased is ashamed due to his actions, and an unbeliever does not have the least bit of modesty, thus this sign is not visible in them. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, narrate the stories of the Bani Israel, as there are many astonishing incidents which occurred amongst them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, a group of people from the Bani Israel entered the cemetery. They consulted amongst themselves, agreeing they should perform 2 rakats of namaz and then make dua to Allah that he should bring a dead person back to life, so that he may inform them about the condition of death. Hence they were occupied in doing this, when suddenly a black person appeared to them with the signs of sajda evident on his forehead. He said, O people, why have you disturbed me? It has been 100 years since my death, but I am still able to feel the heat, the intensity of death. So make dua to Allah that he should return me to my earlier condition. Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala reported, for as long as the deceased remains in his grave, he is able to sense the agony of death, and this is more so for a believer and less so for an unbeliever. Hazrat Auza'i radiallahu ta'ala reported, a believer will sense the agony of death until the moment that he is raised from his grave. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reported, the agony of the coming of Malakul Maut is more than the wounds of 1,000 swords. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was asked, how does death feel? He alayhi salam said, it is like a jujube tree, the branches of which have grown into every vein, and then someone pulls this out. This is the lowest level of agony at death. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reported, the angels strap up a person who is dying, otherwise he would run uncontrollably into the wilderness. Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyas radiallahu ta'ala was asked, how is it possible that the soul of a deceased is being removed, yet he remains so quiet. However, if a mere ant has to bite a human on his foot, he becomes restless with pain. He said the angel strap him up. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked about the intensity of death. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, an example of the minimum pain felt at the time of death is likened to this, that a person places a thorny branch into wool and then pulls it out. Then with this branch, wool too would come off. Hazrat Maysura radiallahu ta'ala reported, if just a single drop from the agony of death has to be trickled down to all those living in the skies and the earth, then all of them would die. Yet the agony of one moment on the day of Qiyamah is 70 times more intense than this agony of death. When the time for Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala to pass away drew near, his son said to him, "O dear father, you used to say that if I were to find an intelligent person on his deathbed, I should ask him about the condition of death. So right now, who can be regarded as more intelligent than you? So please explain to me the condition of death." He said, "By Allah, O son, it feels as if both my flanks are on a platform and I am breathing through a space that is as tiny as the eye of a needle, and a thorny branch is being pulled out from my foot towards the direction of my head." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to Ka'b, "Tell me about the condition of death." He said that, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala is like a thorny tree which is inside a Muslim, and he has penetrated his every vein and muscle, and now a person with strong arms is pulling at it." Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Remind your deceased in regards to the kalima tawheed and give them glad tidings of Jannat, because during such a time, even very wise men and women become bewildered. By Allah, to see Malakul Maut is even more intense than being wounded by 1,000 swords. By Allah, when a person dies, his every vein endures the pain individually." Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once went over to visit an ill person. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that his every vein was enduring intense pain, but then he received glad tidings from his creator that after the punishment, he would not face any other punishment, so he became relaxed. Once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to visit an ill person. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked him, "What is your condition?" He said, "I feel myself as one who is inclined and one who has fear." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one in whom both these are present will find that his creator will bless him with that which he is hopeful of receiving, and Allah will remove his fear of that which he is afraid of." Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reported, "The ultimate affliction which a servant feels is death." A person asked Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala, "Is there any illness which is untreatable? In other words, which has no cure?" He said, "It is death." Zayd bin Aslam says that death is an illness, the remedy for which is Ridwan Ilahi. In other words, when Allah Almighty is pleased with his servant. In other words, this pleasure is the cure to death. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "When the time of Sakrat overtakes a person and the dying person becomes restless, then his limbs convey salam to one another by saying, 'Peace be upon you, you are separating from me, and until Qiyamah, I am separating from you.'" Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala reported, "At the time of death, man feels the most pain when his soul reaches his throat. At this time, he becomes restless and his nose becomes raised." Hazrat Muhammad bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala reported, "Malakul Maut will be the last to pass away. It will be said to him, 'Die,' and at that moment, he will give out such a cry that if the people on earth and those in the skies had to hear it, then all of them would have died." Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala reported, "The intensity of death upon Malakul Maut will be more intense than that of the deaths of all the creation put together." One group of ulama have mentioned that use of miswak at this time eases the intensity of death. In presenting the tafsir of this verse of the Holy Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala and says, Hayat, life, refers to the horse of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, and maut, death, refers to the speckled ram. Maqatil and Kalbi have mentioned that death has been created in the form of such a ram that when it passes over anything, it causes it to die. In addition, life has been created in the form of a horse that when it passes over anything, then it brings life to it. Hazrat Wahab radiallahu ta'ala an reported, Allah has created death in the form of a speckled ram. It has four limbs. One is under the arsh of Allah, one is in the seventh earth, one is in the east, and one is in the west. Allah Almighty commanded it be, and it became. Allah then commanded appear, so it appeared in the front of Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. I pray that Allah grants us all a good death by passing away in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen bijahi an-nabi al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.